Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, you know, I've been out of town for a while, and we haven't recorded an episode together for a bit, so we have some catching up to do.
We do. You've been busy. You were at Blog Pause, right?
I have. I was out in Denver. Man, it was really fun. Met a lot of cool animal people, not just dog people, but lots and lots of dog folks. And I recorded three episodes while I was out there, but I've got a stack of contact information. And there are going to be more folks that I think that you and I interview who I met out there. Really good people.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a good event. Sorry I missed that.
Yeah, man, it was fun. We can't both make them all. Because now, where are you going in October?
No more homeless pets in Las Vegas. It's the Best Friends conference.
It's their annual conference,
yep.
Isn't it? Oh, yep. That's very cool. You went last year and you said it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we had a few folks from that we did interviews with. And
awesome.
A few more we probably should have that we never caught up with. But
you're going to take the portable with you.
Yep.
And
do some
episodes out there. Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What's going on?
Well, we got some upcoming stuff.
We do.
We've got... Well, by the time this airs, though, it'll already have happened.
Right.
The Bark in the Park is this weekend.
Oh, are you going?
I don't know. I have to figure out the schedules. Yeah. It's not looking good.
No, me either. But it's a really cool, it's a fundraiser for Henrico County, I think.
I forget which.
At any rate, it's a cool doggy day out event type thing.
Yep.
We have tons of them here in Richmond. And so that's going to be going on. We're hoping, this is so far unnamed, but we're hoping that sometime in the future we'll be telling you guys about a poker run for a young lady here in the Richmond area who, her family's raising funds for her diabetic alert dog, and they're doing all kinds of fundraisers at the state fair and such, but we're hoping to get Terry on his motorcycle for a poker run. Him and everybody else we can find who rides a motorcycle.
It would do better if there was more than just me there.
It would probably be a good thing, yes. And, yeah. And I'm going to be riding behind somebody.
Somebody. we'll be taking volunteers.
That's right. So stay tuned for that kind of fun thing. We've got more coming up, Terry. Help me here.
Events or people?
People.
Well, we've got an interview with Eric Bellows coming up.
Oh, that's so exciting. He's one of our favorites up in upstate New York.
Upstate New York. He's part of Rescue Inc., and then he has Pack Ethic Rescue. We did an interview with him earlier this year.
And we will continue to do more interviews with him because he's a cool guy.
Yeah. And it's a really good story, so it this one I'm excited about. I can't wait.
Yeah. And we're going to do one with a local fella who has a dog business called Canine Adventure. I think that's going to be a cool interview too, because I think we're going to get to go out with our dogs and meet him somewhere where he does his canine adventures.
Cool.
It's kind of like the neatest dog sitting walking service I've ever heard of, because he takes dogs all kinds of fun places, not just on walks. He takes them for swims and hikes and all kinds of crazy stuff. So that's going to be a fun
interview.
That'll
be interesting. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. And we're also going to be doing another one with the fabulous pianist who has created Through a Dog's Ear, that whole series. She's got some new stuff going on, Lisa does, and so we'll be catching up with her again, and on a fairly regular basis as new products come out, because I don't know if I said this on the other interview, but she told me that, I hope I'm not telling this out of school, but I think there's going to be at some point, like through a horse's ear, she's going to be doing music for other species.
Neat.
How cool is that?
That'll be cool. That was a really good interview. That was the one you got at Blog Pause.
It is. And it's, I love the music. We've tried it at our house, and I like classical anyway, and it's absolutely beautiful music. And the first time we put it on, I swear to you, 4 minutes later, all the dogs were passed out. It was like, wow.
I need a CD.
Oh, you so do. My friend with cattle dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, indeedy do. Yes, I would actually love it if someone would invent earbuds for dogs so we could just pipe it straight into the ones who need it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we got some fun stuff coming up. And let's see here. Oh, what else, Terry? Oh, have we talked about you and your dogs and your wife and the therapy dog work that you're doing? I'm not sure.
We did talk I can't remember which episode. It all starts to blur. Yeah. And we had one update because we had actually started at that point.
But you're going every week, right?
Yeah, every Friday we go. And it's good that it's interesting to watch the dogs. You know, that's the my thing is, you know, right. watching how the dogs respond and the behaviors around that. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how they respond to different types of people. So the ones more they seem more bored with the ones with dementia.
Right.
Than they do with the others who are more lucent and right. able to do things. It's just interesting. And they're getting a little better on endurance. Usually when we started, they were doing 30, 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now last week we did 50 minutes.
Oh, that's a lot.
So that's probably the max. But
oh, yeah.
The last person we saw was a new person that was more of a, I don't remember how Covenant Woods breaks it up, but there's less assisted living, right. so it's more like the apartments.
Independent living.
Yeah. And we were down there, so she was very
hands-on
with the dogs and just, yeah.
Loving them.
Yeah. So that was the last 10 or 15 minutes was just, they were just getting love. So.
And so they were digging that, man.
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've watched Murphy over the years, too, and different populations of people he responds to differently, and he really loves kids, and the only thing I get from that is they're so hands-on, and he's a lab, and he loves people, you know, really petting him, you know, not kind of sort of petting him. So, you know, I've watched him just fascinated, because he'll have four or five kids glomming on him at one time, not that they don't fit, because he's 90 pounds, but and he loves it. He's just wagging his tail and going, bring him on, man, you know. But he does, too, also tend to get a little bit bored, depending on the population, if folks aren't quite as active.
Yeah.
Now, but what he's also very willing to do is if he's allowed on a therapy dog visit to crawl up in a bed with an individual, he loves that, because then they can hug him and he can give them kisses if they like, not if they don't. Murph, no kiss, and that's a hard one to make happen. But anyway, yeah, I just, you know, we'll talk about this every now and again, folks, because we both are now involved in therapy dog work, and it's just kind of interesting to watch the dogs and their responses to people. It's pretty cool
stuff.
It
really is. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, 6 months from now how they're responding, just mm-hmm. in general. Because comfort level's changing.
It is. And your comfort level, too.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you'll be able to expand to other populations and see what works best for your dogs. And I think that's the key part of being a therapy dog handler, is finding what works for you and your dog. Finding that population that you get the best out of your dog, and you make your dog the happiest. We want them enjoying it, man. That's the whole idea.
If they're not enjoying it, that's not, you don't want that.
Nah. Okay, so I don't think I have anything else, Terry. Do you have anything else?
We have the one thing, we're going to put some information up on the recent Burger King commercial that's pissed us off.
Oh, there is that. And I watch so little TV, folks, I had to see this on the internet because I hadn't seen the silly thing. And, you know, just bad taste is rampant.
It is. And for the folks who haven't seen it yet, it's the one where the mailman's walking down the street and he's talking about breakfast. He's actually singing a song. It's a terrible commercial in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the song starts off about pit bulls and Rottweilers doing their mailman thing. And the picture shows two dogs hanging off of the mailman when he's singing this walking down the street.
And by the way, they're not pits or rotties.
No, they're not. They're a mid-sized dog. It's hard to even tell what they are from it, but they're neither.
Right. They're small dogs, and it's just stupid. Right. Why take that stereotype and just continue it? It's just...
It's caused quite an uprising in the dog community, and so we'll put up some information so you can write and call and voice your displeasure with these idiots.
Yeah, that'd be way cool. The more of us who do that, the more likely they are to pull the stupid thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
It just shouldn't be on TV.
It just shouldn't be, there. Exactly. No. It's unnecessary. No, so.
Absolutely. I have one more thing I just remembered. This is just a reminder, folks. Wherever you live, remember that rescue groups need your volunteerism. Remember that if you love a particular breed, that there are breed rescue groups, and that every flipping one of them need volunteers, and they all need foster families for dogs who are waiting for their forever home. So, you know, if you can't give money to an organization, but if you have room in your home and your heart for a foster dog, please consider doing it. It's just a huge thing. We, you know, on Facebook, we see it all the time. Everybody's hurting for foster homes for their dogs.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the economy and the hard times have just amplified an already bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's terrible. So many dogs coming through that aren't making it.
Yeah. We have a friend who just posted on Facebook this morning that they have 9 German Shepherds waiting for fosters, and they're all under 5 years old. And she's a volunteer with German Shepherd Rescue in Richmond. And like she said, if they don't find homes for them soon, they're going to start dying because they're not going to hold them forever. You know, they can't if there's nowhere for them to go. They're probably in shelters right now and for a limited amount of time. It just makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So step up to the plate, folks. If you're blessed to have room in your home and your heart for a dog for a period of time, consider doing it.
Yep. That note, I think that's a wrap.
Outta here.
See ya.